Now for some news about the world's most widely used drug, caffeine. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that scientists have just discovered something about what it can do to your body.
Everyone knows caffeine will keep you awake. You either drink it at night or avoid it for just that reason. Still, researchers wondered, does caffeine actually alter your body's internal clock, your circadian rhythm?
The circadian clock is way beyond sleep and wake.
Kenneth Wright is a sleep and circadian physiologist at the University of Colorado Boulder.
The circadian clock is present in cells throughout our entire body. It's in your fat cells, it's in your muscle cells, it's in your liver, for example, as well as in your brain.
And irregularities in the circadian clock have been linked to everything from obesity to cancer. Wright says there's been hints that caffeine could alter cellular timekeeping from studies in bread mold, green algae, and sea snails. But what about people?
To our surprise, no one had really tested this question.
He and his colleagues got volunteers to do a 49-day sleep study that involved testing saliva for the sleep hormone melatonin, which typically surges at night. What the researchers found is that a double espresso dose of caffeine before bedtime delayed the melatonin surge by about 40 minutes.
What we're seeing here now is another way that caffeine impacts our physiology that we didn't know about before in humans.
The researchers report their findings in the journal Science Translational Medicine. John O'Neill was on the team. He's at the Medical Research Council's Laboratory of Molecular Biology in the United Kingdom. He says drinking caffeine earlier in the day probably would not mess with your body's internal clock in the same way, though that needs to be tested. Still, he says,
leading a lifestyle where you're consistently not getting enough sleep or where your body clock is continually out of sync with the natural world is bad for you.
He says people really need to think about how and when they're using caffeine. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.